He made all the oceans that day. You ever go to the ocean? It's just big. Imagine if the ocean was just all over. There was no land. But he separated them. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters he called seas. And he said, let the earth bring forth grass and yield plants bearing seed and trees bearing fruit. The earth did so, and God saw that it was good. So he said, let there be grass and trees and flowers. There's thousands of amazing plants out there. Big trees and small trees and pretty flowers. It says fruits too. Plants that brought seeds and plants that brought fruit. What are some of your favorite fruits? Anybody have a favorite? Grapes. Strawberries. Oh man, those are good. But man, he created all those in that day. And there's thousands that we don't even know about. It says, this was the third day. Now on the fourth day, God said, let there be lights in the sky of heaven to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and for years. Let them be for lights in the sky of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. So now God made stars. He made the sun and the moon. And he made them for lights in the night and the light in the day. It's amazing. You guys remember the eclipse last year? Did you know that they can tell when, like, if it's going to be 100 years from now, they know exactly when it's going to be, what second? God made it so perfectly that they can look at it and know it's going to go exactly in that path at that minute. That's amazing. God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. Now, what are those two great lights?
The moon and the sun,
yeah. He also made the stars and set them in the sky of heaven to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. God saw that it was good. This was the fourth day. So he said he made the stars too. It sounds like it wasn't even much for him. But stars are massive, and there are billions of them out there. We don't even know how many there are. On the fifth day, God said, let the waters bring forth in great numbers moving creatures that have life, and let birds fly above the earth in the open sky of heaven. So now he started making animals. So what are some things you find in the ocean? Fish, sharks, what else?
Dolphins.
Think of big sea turtles and octopus. All kinds of things. And great wells, it says right here. So God created great wells in every living creature that moves. So everything that you see, every animal, he created it on that fifth day. And there are so many birds out there that are so pretty. God created every one of them just in one day. These the waters brought forth in great numbers. He created the birds and saw that all this was good. He blessed the creatures and said, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas. Let the birds also multiply on the earth. This was the fifth day. So yeah, all these animals, they have babies and they grow up and then they have babies and there's more and more and more. If they wouldn't do that, there'd be no more animals anymore. On the sixth day, God said, let the earth bring forth creatures of all kinds, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth. The earth did so, and God saw that it was good. Then, what did he create last?
A man,
yeah. He said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. You know what that means? He made us to look like him, like we have the same form. Says, and let him have power over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over everything that moves on the earth. So if you think about it, there's most animals in the world a man can train. It might take a long time, but God gave him power over them. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created man and woman. Male and female created he them. And he blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and have power over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Behold, I have given you every plant bearing seed and every tree yielding fruit, which is upon the face of the earth." So he gave us all these good things to eat. And you have gardens. There's so much, there's so many vegetables and there's fruits. And there's even seeds. We eat seeds all the time. There's people drink seeds. It's called coffee. Isn't that crazy? And he gave all those things for us to eat and for us to enjoy. It says, "They shall be your food. To every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, to everything that creeps upon the earth and has life, I have given the grass and the plants for food." And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and it was very good. This was the sixth day. So back when he first created it, animals didn't eat each other. All they ate was grass and fruit. And after sin came in the world, then I think they started. Things became evil. On the seventh day, the heavens and the earth were finished and filled with life. On the seventh day, God rested from his work and all that he had made. God blessed the seventh day and made it a holy day because on that day he had rested. This is how the Lord God made the earth and the heavens and every plant before it was in the earth, and every tree of the field before it grew. And when God had made man, a mist had gone up from the earth and had watered the whole face of the ground. So back before the flood, it never rained. You know that? All there was is mist. You know how it is when it's foggy and you go out? Everything's just dripping with water. Millions of little drops of water on the grass. And when the sun comes up, it sparkles. That's how he watered it back before the flood. The Lord God had formed man of the dust of the ground and had breathed into him the breath of life, and man had become a living soul. So there's a short story that goes with those verses. This is talking about the Garden of Eden. It says, "God planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground the Lord made trees of every kind to grow, both those that are pleasant to the eye and those that are good for food." There are some trees you look at when they're blooming in the spring. They're so pretty. They're pleasant to your eyes. And some trees, they're good for food. They have delicious apples, bananas, whatever, oranges. It says, "In the middle of the garden, he planted a tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. A river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and beneath the garden, the river divided and became four rivers. God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to care for it and keep it. And God commanded the man, saying, 'Of every tree in the garden you may eat freely, except for the tree of knowledge of good and evil.'" He could eat any of them except for the one that was right in the middle of the garden. He said, "You're not supposed to touch that one. Don't eat any fruit off of that one. Of this do not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." Then the Lord said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make a companion for him." But first God brought every beast of the field and every bird of the air, which he had made out of the earth. He brought them to man, which is Adam, to see what he would call them. And what man called each creature, this became that creature's name. So if you look at that picture, you can probably name some of those animals, right? What do you see in there? An elephant. I see a camel. I see a goat and a sheep and a rabbit and a llama. I see a snake. I see lions and tiger. So every one of those animals came walking in front of him and he gave it a name. He said, "You're going to be elephant. You're going to be tiger." That's what he did. And it says, man gave names to the cattle and to the birds of the air and to every beast of the field. But for himself, man did not find a companion. So God put man into a deep sleep. And as he slept, God took one of his ribs. This rib the Lord God made into woman. And he brought her to man, who said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. Her name shall be woman, because she is taken out of man. So God made him sleep. He was sleeping so deep, just snoring. And if you feel right here, you can feel your ribs, right? Those bones. And he took one of those out, and he made a woman. And that is where it ends.